And now.
Capital 263.
Guys, I'm not going to say what's up. What are you doing? I don't want. Mark, why are you here?
Guys,
why
Mark is noisy.
Mark is very noisy and it's ish.
Fine, I'll keep quiet for the rest of the podcast. How's that?
Anyway.
Tauraji, Achido DJ.
What about you doing?
Welcome to the Nine and the Other Guys. A podcast about and figuring out adulthood in 30 or so minutes. Yes, I got it today. And today we have someone who's wearing a Black Panther t-shirt.
Yes, that's because I haven't ordered my Endgame t-shirt yet.
From
obvious. From Brother Bay.
Do you know what? He actually was so mad about that. I was like, what is wrong with you people?
Who's
Brother Bay? Please fill me in.
Okay.
Who's that?
You need to catch up on the podcast.
You're going to understand what you're talking about.
Okay.
Otherwise, how are you?
I'm good. I'm amazing.
Honestly. Anyway, let me leave the t-shirt alone. Mark, noisy one.
Like I said, I'll try to be.
Mark, you're not a stray anymore. You're actually a noogie. You've been here a couple of times. I can't even count anymore.
It's been too long. Hi, guys. How are you? It's awesome to be here. It's been a while.
How's the year been?
Shut. The year has been hectic. I mean, the last time I saw you, the internet was shut down between now and then. You know, the internet was shut down with a new year. A lot happened. And yeah, it's good to be here. I miss you guys.
I did not miss you at all.
Serious? Why?
Yeah.
And cool.
We have a proper stray. A stray brought by Archie.
Guys, this year I'm on fire.
Can you clap heads? Because Archie's doing the most.
Yes. Stray, what is it? Oh, Stray. We call our guest Stray.
Strays. I know, you're going to be shocked.
I'm trying to get a recruitment agency.
Serenini. Hi, Marigold.
Marigold with the office.
Marigold with the boardroom. We named the boardroom after her. That's how much we like her at work.
Yay.
She must work very hard.
Yeah.
Everyone works very hard at our workplace. By force.
Mm-mm. Not you.
He does work hard.
See?
Really?
She's your intern. I can't.
Okay, so Marigold, just for the record, how is it like having Archie as a boss? Be honest, it's fine. Free to do it? No, free to say it, free to do it.
When your boss tells you to come here, it's straight up.
See, I'm awesome.
No, you're not.
He's a good one.
Okay.
No, you're not.
Skittles, how are you?
I'm great. Mm-hmm. I'm done with exams. I can sleep a lot. So I'm good.
You should go get checked out. I told you got sleeping sickness.
I want to gain weight, so let me sleep.
For what?
For the sake of it.
I don't know.
Does you want to get married?
No, man.
So she needs to gain weight to get married.
Married.
Like, there are some cultures where women, you know.
Wait. What did you just say to me? I should gain weight to get married. No.
Yes.
But still, what does my weight have to do with...
The context. There are some cultures where kids are forced to
feed. Which cultures are these?
It's on YouTube. It's a documentary where kids are forced fed. So that they gain weight and they are made ready for... They are fattened for marriage. No, for real.
Wait, I watched something like that.
But what, exactly. what do they do to the guys then?
Nothing.
Nothing.
You have it easy.
So apparently they say that the fuller you are, the more beautiful you are. So yeah, that's the whole. I'll send you the link, guys. It's a YouTube documentary.
This is horrible.
I'm actually very ugly.
Yeah, she'll come back very ugly. Yo. But she look cute in a uniform.
Mm-hmm.
Mark has been on with the Skittles in a uniform thing since he saw her.
Mark, buy the uniform I wear it. Hey!
There we go. There we go. Okay.
Why do you
want to
gain?
For the sake of it, just I feel like I'm underweight.
How many kilos are you?
Let's not talk about that. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
That's like the Dark Ages.
She's getting ready for the slaughterhouse.
No, actually, I'll tell you off air. Alone, these two, no, you can't hear that part.
Why not? I mean, last week,
I haven't checked in a while. I was like 70 the last time.
Sometime this week, I can hear on Twitter, she did some of the things I say about my life. Come on, it's the same. Say it.
No, because I recently got weight, so I know. I was very disappointed, actually.
You don't suffer from anorexia, right?
No.
Cool. So you're fine. And besides, Sha, don't let the white men dictate these things for you.
Slender.
This thing called BMI was invented by the white people to body shame black people, guys. Yeah?
Yeah.
Guys. Yeah? Mm. So don't let these white
people... You just want to know. That's why you're agreeing. I know what I'm
going to
tell you.
I'm going to safety shoe.
Actually, you're the worst. Revenge. Anyway, let's go to about a week ago before this gets out of hand.
About a week ago,
before Skittles starts.
So while you're off air, Skittles got a call. We are kumba by four.
And the irony of it is how last week in the podcast we spoke about how are these girls going to get married with curfews.
You know? Yeah?
Man,
I'm so
down.
You know
the
what?
Best way, you go pick a uniform, you'll be good.
I'm marking a uniform.
Okay, Mark, this is nonsense.
Anyway, number guys, one. You know, this is about a week ago, but it happened today. So,
Andy.
I woke up in the morning and I had a message from my apartment caretaker. Like he's the one who communicates with me on behalf of my landlord, who I think feels is too important to talk to me because I've never spoken to her in my life, never met her at all, which works for me perfectly. But anyway, he was forwarding me messages, which I think she sent to him. And the gist of the matter is, these guys want whatever value my rent currently is to now be US dollar. So I'm on to Andrew Badeshesh, Jogunzingaita US dollar.
And right now, I can bet that actually, work by robot in the region of 700-800 bond.
No, it's not like that. It's like 4. Yeah. So, this woman wants me to cough up 1.6 RTGS for an apartment.
Yeah, basically, that's what's happening everywhere.
Yeah, what I've noticed.
No, people have been raising it, but not like that.
What I've noticed is,
especially in avenues areas, people are now just charging strictly in USD.
Listen, not even avenues.
Kwenyu.
Yeah,
everywhere.
But $250. You
listen,
see, $250 makes sense. I won't pay still though, but you know what? $250 makes sense. You can't jump and like give me $400.
So wait,
US dollars.
You were paying, let me get this straight. You're paying $4. And then now it's just times four.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. So you're now supposed to pay 400 US.
No, yes, 400 US or 1.6.
No, that's what happened. Grindel does that as well. So
guys.
And this has been paid. Like,
besides massive savings,
we have been paid.
And that is the perfect segue into it.
Besides massive savings, no one else got to pay, right?
What's massive savings? How much money?
The minimum they're going to get £600.
Okay, wait.
RTGS.
Muna nenga ku minimum muna geta se.
The list of
are we talking a cleaner, sweeper?
No,
are we talking
like
a teacher?
No, I don't think so. I'm thinking one of those teachers, aninga first year.
Like a student teacher. Your,
yeah, exactly. Those are the lowest I know, based on teachers.
My divider by four, we remember that.
$150.
Amana.
Are you
this country, girl?
About this country, like Zimra, ye our government, joining your duty, we're now charging in US dollars. But when they raise your salary, you're still earning $150.
No, but then they got this thing where they are importing cars free of duty. So
yeah, if you've served for 10 years, I think.
So kubasa kwedu, paka itwachi a workers council meeting. Regarding the workers, kudachi salary educated by 400%. Because in Asia, it's 8%.
Eight.
Eight.
Like one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
From 400.
Forget.
And life. Is that what they did in the end?
Oh no, I watched it out. I mean,
John
is a
pair of
coop.
But I was sick. Do
you have faith in them?
In who? In who?
In your
workers' council.
Does it not depend in anyone?
Because we're not going to go with zero. Even in my 400%,
I know, 8%. Right? And then you get 8%. That actually happens.
I mean, guys.
Like if
you John Amanthind. John Amanthind, Banoyachi. Banoya.
I just accept the 8%. You're going to get 8%.
It's an Nguyagari, but it's a Tarisir Amanthind, but.
I mean, but yo, I mean, Marigold, what are you complaining about? You've got a boardroom, sir. What are you complaining about?
Marigold is living the life.
Complain? Yes. I'm not complaining.
She's living the life. You're living large.
But did you see how the newspapers put this new increase in my salary? Which any ragata say? Yanzi civil servants to get 400 million.
Yes. Like these guys. Must be in doctors. That is what
must be in doctors.
Those are no hitter guys. But anyway, yeah, that's
and another thing, it's 600 from what? Because this could be another 8%.
Exactly. That is so true.
Well, I don't remember. 580, guys.
No. It can't.
Yaga 1D some that. No. 580 yaga 1D,
sir. But there's this organization that is with focus. What do you call it?
Zinara.
Do yaga 25,000 for the company. Did you see that on TV yesterday on that
video? Hey, what? Anzi, my judge, Anzi, I can spend 155,000 kuno tenga mawiga.
It's something of that sort.
US dollar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anzi, my judge. So the judge's thing was, I think it was yesterday or the day before yesterday. Anzi, they spend about 155,000 kuno tenga those funny wigs of theirs.
So, if you're an entrepreneur in Zimbabwe, this is a good space.
Yeah, that is.
Nah, you won't be keeping that.
Make your own wigs. Yeah? Imagine.
Nah, not in Zimbabwe, sha. We have to buy them outside. Because it's high quality.
But
still, it's made in China.
I blast boots, it's not the whole boots in white.
No, you can just get sheeps, not black sheeps.
Okay.
Yeah, one was in one. This is
No.
That was you. It was.
That wasn't the ticket. Anyone.
It was.
No,
it
wasn't.
You know it was.
No, it wasn't. Why you make it? What actually now wants to text Ona and tell him what I just said.
No, I'm not going to text Ona.
I don't know what he's doing. Anyway,
I was looking for the Peter House thing, but it's in the next segment. Anywho,
why are you looking for it now?
On Twitter. I want to know what you guys are talking about. What else happened about a week ago?
Oh, the vice president.
Yeah, the vice president tried to X down his wife. So I heard.
What had happened? Wait, and so you heard. Was it in the news?
I saw this. Was it on the internet?
Okay,
I didn't get the full gist of the story, but what happened is, so these guys are divorced, right?
Is it the one with the young wife?
Yes.
Yes, that one.
It's
yes.
The
one with the fresh wife.
Eh.
Yes.
Eh.
Apparently, the wife, from what I hear, she's under 30.
I've heard of that too.
Yeah, wow. She's under 30. Yeah, yeah. Talk about freshness.
She actually looks young.
Yeah.
That is proper freshness. Yeah. No, Zerana about, Skittles.
Exactly. Talk about freshness. Minus the uniform, obviously.
Yeah, obvious.
Yeah.
So what happened?
So these guys are getting divorced, or they are divorced, whatever the case. So,
they are divorced.
Yeah. So you went to where she stays, apparently to get one of the cars, and then I hear that he actually had to bash down the gate to get in, like literally run down the gate to get in, and it was with these peoples, and yeah, just messy.
Just to take the car.
Yeah. But I don't get it. I mean, what's the point if you're getting the car?
I mean, we can buy him another one.
Exactly. It's our money, exactly. Yeah. We can buy him another
one. We can buy him.
Yes, we can. It's our money. Yeah, it's our money.
Yeah. Whether we like to or not.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so do you want him arrested for this?
Obviously. No one is above the law.
I don't know. Whatever happened, but it should come out. If something happened, we need
Thing is, this whole thing happened in front of the police. So... already there's a problem there. So in fact the police actually said, this happened, I'm going to report.
No guys, like what
Like, no, the police didn't stop the guy. Police said, let me go report.
Report, yes. That's
to the police.
Yes, yeah. To the police.
Yeah. Anyway, guys, like what they say, some we're all equal, but some animals are more equal than others. Yeah.
Yeah, goals.
I still don't get it, though.
Yeah, I mean, you look, some people have boardrooms, yeah? And we don't have boardrooms.
Yeah. So clearly, but they're only 2 weeks old.
You know, yeah. Exactly. Oh, wow. I mean,
life is good for
to add
people.
Insult to injury.
Imagine.
Life is not fair, guys. Anyway, that was
but
about it.
But I actually
it.
Think no, it's that's fair. Not. I think life is fair because it's unfair to everyone.
Says the person in the boardroom.
Says the person.
Not even it's fair because it's unfair to
everybody else.
It's everyone.
Go on, you are still far away. Mark also has his complaints. Everybody's complaining though. Is anyone happy?
I'm happy.
Guys, I actually want to do a survey. How many people right now, like who are formerly employed, are actually like going to work and saying, I'm enjoying my job and what I'm doing? How many?
Yeah.
Archie seems to enjoy his job.
Yeah.
Maybe he does.
This is the
like, seriously,
yeah.
I really want to find out how many people are going to their jobs and are going there and saying, wow, I'm enjoying my job and I'm enjoying whatever is happening right now. I love the space I'm in with regards to my job. How many people are actually doing that?
Yeah. I think it's very few though, to be honest. Because of a lot of things. And like, the job itself could be fine. But now the economy is so straining that you can't even enjoy a job that you enjoyed. Because look, if at the end of the month, your landlord decides that your rent is now US dollars.
Exactly.
Is
just like that.
But, like, I'm
obviously paid in US dollars.
I'm obviously gonna start getting to work and feeling like, you know what, but y'all niggas ain't doing me right. My rent has gone up times four, shooting my salary as well. But the problem is, as a country, we are not making, like, in terms of economically, we are not making any money so times four because my price is accurate times four.
But actually, isn't that how it's supposed to be then?
No, it is if the money is being made. Because whenever we give people money that's not being made, that's how we have constantly messed up our economy. Like, why? Times 4 years. But you all can watch it. I mean,
right? I'm not time is by phone.
We don't do that here. We are very nice. We let people write.
Okay.
Imagine being stuck in a sequence. You need to use Y and then move.
Guys, how much is it to call now?
Didn't it go up to like 22 cents?
Yeah.
Per minute?
Yeah.
Yep.
So from a dollar, I now get what? 4 minutes? Yeah. Somewhere there.
Yeah. From 16 cents. So it's didn't really change
it's
much.
Okay.
Which amount need need the Wi-Fi yet till one? $60, bro.
I've got the same problem too.
US dollars.
Look at you guys.
The price that was there before, it stays the same. But now
it's in US dollars.
No, it's now times 2.5.
Yesterday, right?
Yes. So it's,
we used to pay 40. Mm. Was it 49 or 42 bucks?
Yes.
Like every month, right? Nezirondi kushiga handi aewa. Is it damku badala 49 US cannot 102 bonds.
Exactly. $25. It's now
$60. She was hurt, bro.
It is, dude. It hurts. Now I have to fork out now 60 bond just to pay for my monthly Wi-Fi needs, and I'm like, guys, apa salary chi? Salary chi pa 150 bond imdara.
Naraga. Inini there's the guy I used to buy shoes from, almost consistently. There was a time when I'd make sure every Pushing month I would buy.
Yeah. Wow, every month?
And I don't know. I was trying to catch up on my childhood.
Wait.
Nah. Don't even lie. You don't like washing your shoes.
Oh, yeah. That's another thing. What? I don't like washing my shoes.
So, Ugashani Saga, one of
I want to rasa.
No, they're
it's
there.
Just so that they are cleaned less often.
They are there,
no,
but they're dirty.
Mark, the thing is,
like, this how dirty
the thing
these
is
are.
That when he wears his shoes, Antika, he waits for her to come. When she comes, she comes. When she comes, she does the most.
Wow. She knows.
I just heard my she comes. Okay. She comes. Who's coming?
Who's coming? Yes, who's coming? No, please elaborate. Who's coming?
Guys, no one is washing my shoes.
Okay, so wait, Archie. You said this Ronnie used to buy shoes every month. Amana, can I, like I said,
that was a long time
even,
ago.
Even as a cleaner,
Do you know what? It was actually just one of those OT. It wasn't like I had a lot of money, but I just felt like, you know what, I have, like, there was a time when I really wanted shoes and I wore one pair of shoes for a very long time. Guys, but I'm just kind of like, I didn't get it because I didn't have a pair of 1 year boots and it wasn't in good shape. Okay. I was like, you know what? Fuck that life. I am not going
You're a guy. How many pairs of shoes do we need? You're a guy.
I don't know. Who's prescribing?
The guy world?
No. There's weak no. What if he's my standard?
Oh, wow.
Why
all of a sudden I feel like my cleaners, they get paid more than my teachers, they do.
Clearly, yeah.
It's just we probably get paid, say my teachers.
Oh, please.
That's how it is. We don't get paid a lot. But anyway, my story was that this guy now, when I see him, man, I go, shout out, booty Mari. And then he's like, ah, no, calculators, 60. I'm like, you know what, nigga? My salary that I used to get when I used to buy your shoes hasn't changed. But your shoes have gone times four. We are not going to play this game.
Not anymore.
I'll buy when the economy gets good.
Will it ever get good?
I don't think so. So now it's a good thing I invested in shoes because I'll probably last a year.
Well done.
Upper winter is coming, guys.
Oh, yes. And then... last week I said I was looking for a car, so I got a really really old school, older than Marigold car.
Wow. Okay.
You had to.
Actually it's older than you too.
Oh wow. Snap.
Maybe Mark.
Nah.
Mark, which year were you born in?
Let me look for my ID.
Oh wow.
Yeah,
this car ID could easily be older than everyone at this table except me.
Maybe you aren't.
Except you.
Mm. Yeah, because I was a year old when that the model came out.
Oh. Wow.
This is where I realized Mark is older than me. He's pulling out his ID.
Why are you pulling out your ID?
He wants to show he's me he's older
his
than
age.
Me.
It's a mental ID.
Oh God, no.
Gaffa, plastic again. Yeah, it's the same year as you.
Okay.
We also want to see, though.
Nah.
I can always show you mine.
You can come to my... Oh, okay.
That.
Okay.
Yeah, you know come down.
I like that. Okay.
Next Saturday, Marigold is going to be 21. So only 21.
Is there a party?
21.
Is there a party?
When is the party, Jay?
My birthday is on the 13th. It's going to be Sunday.
Oh. Saturday. Yeah, but I'm not into 21. I'm not into party. Of course, I'm not into
party.
I know with girls.
No, I was given a cake though.
I got a key.
And I got a cake and a key. Then my brother went out and he bought me a few beers. I won't see what happened afterwards.
My mother bought me a bottle of Famous Grouse.
Wow.
On my 21st.
She's cool.
She's really cool.
Skittles.
Yeah, she's a cool.
Are you 21 yet?
No. I'm 18.
Where's the uniform? Sorry, Skittles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jago Mir.
Yeah.
Jago Mir, Ani.
You will.
Skittles. Never Mark. I missed Mark because he's noisy.
And he's irritating. Mm.
What else happened about a week ago?
Okay, so now there's a consent condom case.
Ooh, yeah.
It requires four hands to open the package.
I mean, building up.
So the both of us.
Yes,
need
the both
to be
of
holding
you,
the condom.
This thing. Uh-huh. Yeah.
To open.
But
it.
It's not here, obviously. It's in Argentina.
But will it work in Zimbabwe?
Yes.
What's kind of Zimbabwe act like they don't know how to open condoms?
Because we don't.
Really?
I think that's bollocks.
We actually don't.
No, we don't.
We don't.
Serious.
She's right.
We don't.
Wow.
Girls all over the world can open condoms. Some
except
are Zino.
Us.
Aywa. Not even Kufra. Nema Zino. Kuyisa nema nimromo.
Wow.
Yeah. I said on this movie. Yo, dude.
Guys. Like, how did it go there?
Okay. Let's go back to the consent condom. So, what does this mean? Does it mean I'm not going to get charged with rape?
Yeah, because at the end of the day, that's what they're trying to combat.
Oh.
At the end of the day. Because they're saying 94% of women are raped
I can already visualize. I can already visualize the
in our own Zimbabwe, it's being made to protect us from fake rape charges rather than to protect women from actual rape.
True. How?
True.
Because if the condom was opened, I only had two hands here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I can imagine when this is happening. You take
Come
it out.
Baby, hold your true size.
Exactly. Something like that.
They ain't going back from here. You know, like, yeah, there's no going back. You can't say no.
You can't.
Yeah.
You can't. But, you know what? With the way women are fickle and the way they change their mind. Imagine. Mabatsirana. Oh,
yeah,
but no.
You see?
I'll beat the shit out of you. I'll beat the shit out of you.
No. To shut up, man.
But why do Zim chicks do this, though? Why? Why?
Okay, guys, have you slept with any other nationalities while you're there? Because you're busy saying Zim chicks.
No, it was here.
I'm getting skeptical.
I've never seen guys in other countries complain on Twitter.
Exactly.
Because your timeline is full of Zim guys.
No!
We wonder sometimes.
We have Nigerian friends.
South African.
You're South African.
Of course. We've never tried
to grab at straws.
But the thing is, we've never heard.
The only common thing amongst all of those, amongst all women, what I've noticed is that they love money. Yeah.
And the girls went quiet.
I'm sure everyone does.
Don't you love money?
Nah, not to that extent.
I'm guys, and I love money.
Thank you, Saga. Your argument is gone.
Sugar, man.
Yo, the way I'm looking for one right now.
Because mommy ruined your life.
I'm so
Mark. Oh, speaking of which.
Oh yes, Mark does have a sugar mommy.
What? Yeah. No, hey guys, no. Yeah. No. Mm-hmm. No, guys. Jenny gives up. Jenny is a transport team. Ah. Mujendi is a transport.
It's a two-way thing.
No, may you go.
Is it two-way from work?
Oh, is it just one way?
No, it's just one way. It depends. It depends.
What? Does she leave early to go pick up the kids and then?
Yes. Yes. But in instances when she leaves late, train that person.
Okay.
And at times, Candice na Maria Kombi. You're not a Maria Kombi.
Seriously?
Yeah. She's so generous.
She's so generous, guys. So, I mean, at times.
So you technically
like,
have one.
Yeah, that sounds like a sugar.
No.
Guys. Like, yeah. Why is she paying your best friend?
Because she understands my situation.
Why is she pampering you that much?
Why?
What is she paying you for?
Something. Nothing.
Makika.
You
behind the scenes.
You guys. Trying to use a transport span up. What Skittles what?
No. See, not even for you now,
Mark, even though he want to put the episode on his status,
I won't. I won't. I'm not putting this up on my status. It will only end with Twitter, I think. Yeah.
Well, you know you're safe.
Exactly. Because yes, if people hear this,
because you know how hard it is to get consistent transport from work.
Exactly.
You have fire. Why are you complaining?
Guys,
it doesn't make sense.
It's like saying muna no shanda kana mu lingerie shop ani ma underwear singapele.
Jeez. Unutinga ni staff price.
But it doesn't mean kuti underwear yako ikabvaruka rubasa ongo nonga ndaye.
Why not?
You still have to kind of pay for it.
You pay staff price.
Exactly.
You pay staff price.
Zvinhu zvese staff price here. Imi kwenyu mune staff price.
Eh.
Ku industry. Yeah. Guys, private kweduku hakuna
izvo. Well, that's not how it works.
Wow. These people, Skittles, this,
are you two?
Why are people?
Mary, about zero basa kwenda upekwe safety show.
Yeah. Don't read that.
Okay.
Mark.
No, I feel like this is shot at Jerry. Hey, I can't wanna be, I can't pick a safety shoe. I was like, I suppose someone is going to get kicked. No,
so guys, yeah. You never know who you're going to bump into. Kuma rank kuri violence. You need to have a shoe that you can use. Against.
Oh yeah, guys, what's the whole tear gas thing? What do tear gas it generally?
Yes, about a week ago.
Yeah,
so it happened in this building, actually.
For real?
Yeah.
What?
So at the 263 chat offices, apparently there's a couple came in and tear gassed the place.
Why?
I was trying to check from Lovejoy's Facebook earlier on. It sounded like he was somewhere doing his job, which I believe should be taking photos. Must have taken some photos, and then they came after him. So he came and hid in the office, thinking safe. But well, he just got everyone tear gassed. Okay, sorry.
Why are you laughing, Archie?
That he got everyone tear gassed. But you know what? It's not funny. So, the tear gassing people in a closed room is already a big problem. In a enclosed, like, remember how we had beef with people chucking tear gas ku stadium ku glass when there was that other funny event?
Yeah.
So imagine here at Butternut Gardens, it's a lot smaller.
Yeah.
But this guy came in tear gas into office. Avanza kashuka for a door. Thump. And he used the gun. He didn't even throw it in the mawoko. And I think it hit Lovejoy in the stomach or something.
Do Zim Corps go through my refresher courses on what their job entails?
Or what human rights is? I think, you know, because it was really bad. It happened in the afternoon around 2-3. I came by later around 7:30 to pick up an episode. I was crying throughout the corridor because it was still there, bruh.
Yeah, I know how tear gas is.
So imagine.
What? Where did you draw tear gas from?
Marine Queen Wambo is a tear gas.
As you play with tear gas?
No.
Anzina Jerit's tear smoke.
Oh wow. Mm.
That's apparently what it's called, Mapurisa. They don't say tear gas, no, tear smoke.
Mm. Wow.
So they came in and checked tear smoke at people.
Okay. It was interesting.
It was really bad, guys.
But
I just hope that nobody died.
No one died, but then the issue is now they actually took it to the funny enough, the police did that, and then they're going to report to the police. So
I guess it still has to be reported to the police. It will be good to see what the police will do with this, because
I don't have faith.
Same, yeah. Like I'm saying, guys, do our cops go through my refresher courses on how to handle things like that?
Is,
in an enclosed room, like, yeah, throw tear gas in an enclosed room, it's fine, guys.
Because they didn't want the pictures that were taken to go out. That's
so tear gas the room?
What was taken in the first place? That's the.
I hope
Lovejoy, according to what he told me outside, because I was talking to him, he was saying I was taking pictures because they were removing. Today I'm not going to have an episode, guys, because of Mark. He was taking pictures of vendors, right? Because these guys were removing vendors from the street. So they didn't want that to go out. Sometimes they can be very forceful. So yeah, it's that. So they were doing that, and then they took a phone from that office, from one of the police.
So they stole.
Basically, because they didn't have a warrant.
Yeah.
So now, why he came in is because you are not allowed, as a police officer, you're not allowed to get into the office and take somebody's stuff without a warrant, and they did that.
Steel, Zim Corps.
Yeah.
Akaba.
Yeah, Akaba.
I mean, like, there's this one time we in my dad's car. Chango muka ding. I'm in a bathroom. Auntie. And then, but I end up my cops. And then they come. The first thing they ask us is, seriously? You came from the station without a pen?
It's a pen.
I know. What's your job?
I got chitaru window.
It's a case when I have time to go pen.
I should type up a phone.
That's just insanity.
I should type up a phone.
I thought they were gonna come with to do like fingerprint shit. Niggas ain't even do that.
Sure, the only time you do fingerprints is when you can look at my passport.
My fingerprints. Are they even going into a database?
No, we don't have a database. We don't
do
have
we?
Like an
we
no,
don't.
We don't like an, ele- nah. an electronic database. No, we don't. That's just for your passport, and that's it. You're done. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then maybe when you commit a crime,
they can catch you.
Yeah. But otherwise, we're doing it just for the sake of doing it.
Because some other countries might do it. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But we don't even know the importance.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Don't worry, guys. Teacher Shik.
Yeah.
We will make it.
Anyway.
Year 40. Today? Sorry. 20. Not today. This year is 39th, right? So, yeah.
What 39th year?
What the hell did she say?
Independence.
After independence. Yeah, we was trying to get what the hell you was on about.
Yeah, because we lost.
Just relax.
Okay. Or Israelites. Hey!
Okay.
You're looking at
church
people. What's going on up here?
The United Methodists.
Oh,
God. Oh,
gosh.
Okay.
Trinity. No, Trinity and Diana on end. Are they united? Put Gasne and Tong and Diana united. Even when you pick them out randomly, they turn out to be from United.
United Methodists.
I hope you're not from.
Nah.
Where are you from?
Catholic.
Apostolic. Oh, God.
Catholic. Proud Catholic.
Okay. Well done.
My pens.
You what about IG? Do you even go to church?
Catholic.
Ooh, I haven't been to church in a while.
See? Wow. That Catholic thing.
Yeah, I also haven't been to church.
Yeah.
Been to church in a while.
Hey, our church doesn't charge.
Yeah, exactly.
To be proud of him.
Jesus is for all of us.
Yes.
Okay, next segment. Please. Otherwise, it will not end.
True. Skittles is a what?
But on a serious note, girls need to go to church. Just saying.
Yeah.
Mm. Hashtags and dot com.
Hashtags and dot coms. So, when was it? Was it last week?
I'm not sure. 29th of March.
Yes. Peterhouse had their Peterhouse Book Day, which was held on the 23rd of March.
Or 23rd.
So, the theme this year, according 23rd. To them, yeah, on their Twitter page was, and I quote, "We decided to change it up this year by introducing an extreme reading challenge where members of staff would encourage their students to read in unorthodox places, context. Now, one picture came out whereby there was black kids wearing
Nembe.
So I'm guessing these black kids were making noise for him, and him was reading there in a noise environment.
Oh, he was in a war zone. Okay, they were wearing
Let's just say it as it is before we take our perspectives on it. Thank you.
They were wearing animal skins, holding shields and spears, and he was sitting by a tree
reading.
Yes.
And then after that, Twitter exploded. Like, black Twitter exploded. Like, what they do all the time. And they said, that is racist. You know, that is racist. That is so wrong. Why would you encourage such? And I'm like, but guys, what? Personally, I didn't see anything wrong with that. Coming from the context.
The extreme reading.
Yes. Coming from the context, I did not see anything wrong with that.
Mary, what do you think?
Wow.
Just went there.
What's the point?
Mary is out catching feels.
Why not? So you also think it's
Mary
racist.
Gold has the right to be catching all types of feelings because, I mean,
oh, I love it.
She just spoke about herself in the third person.
I know, right?
Go on.
So do you think it's racist too?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, wow.
It is. Indeed, it is.
I mean, this is the irony coming from someone who went to a private school.
I thought it was fine, and it was a bit on the creative side, and I'm pretty sure, like, because it was posted on the official Peterhouse account, I'm pretty sure they would have tried to think about it before they put it out. Like, guys,
why black?
Did you see the other picture where a black kid and a white kid were hoisting up a black kid and was reading? Why didn't you talk about that as well? To say the white kid
is
being...
Oh, this is so nice.
Yes. Why? Why stick to one picture and then make...
Because one person said that because on Twitter they only posted that one picture. So...
Did you
the
go
other,
to... No.
Listen, the other pictures were on Facebook. And no one has time to go hunting on Facebook.
So what's the problem?
You're lying. People will go and hunt a file video. Yepa news the 10 years ago to come bring it to Twitter.
Yeah.
Exactly. And no one can bring these pictures from Facebook. No.
And they just wanted to catch feelings. That's what I thought.
In Angle, when you look at people's tweets, it looks like there are a lot of people whose parents worked hard and sent them to private schools. But they didn't enjoy the experience, and they have found time to paint.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Please, let's not go there.
They're just waiting for the right
And then someone then came and did the whole thing. Like, Susukushkoro Kwedu, we did the national anthem in English. Then we were punished for speaking in vernacular. Things like that. You know?
Ngaramuni, yeah, I got a boss, 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 I got a boss But this is Sharon Rodziwana.
Oh, yeah, and then my father, my
head. Oh, yes, the that was the cherry on top.
What did she say?
So apparently a post came out from 2014. Yeah, people have got time to dig out stuff.
Everyone was now digging into her life is because there was another post. Because of this racist whole thing that was going on, another post came out where this guy was talking about how in Zimbabwe, in terms of languages, we value English a lot, right? And we teach our children English and all that. And we need to change that. And especially private schools have this habit of actually making English so important. You get it? So now people
the medium of communication
going back and forth about that post. Then that's when she replied, Kuti, you guys, if you are so touched about private schools, then just take your kids away from the private schools, put them somewhere else, and we're done.
I think this was
then everyone was in an uproar because they were saying if she was elected to go into parliament, she would not represent everybody because she came from a private school. That's why she's supporting private schools.
Do you know what, guys? Let's not lie to each other. The benefit of your child being in a private school is exactly that. That is the benefit.
Yeah,
right,
but then people are not seeing that now.
Okay, so what do people want? They want their kids to go to a private school for the food.
No. Let private schools be holistic in their approach.
Holistic how, Skittles?
By, I don't know, teaching Shona at some point.
The minute you go to a private
school. Or any other language.
You learn Shona
Any other language.
You learn Shona Mbakwenyu. You learn Shona Mbakwenyu. Will you learn the Belek Mbakwenyu school? You learn English.
That's right.
Guys.
Because in as much as people want to complain about that, I should be able to complain that it's not fair that I can't find a school that will teach my children Ndebele in Harare.
Yeah, what they were saying. Then someone said, you can't just point English. Then you have to put Ndebele as well in that.
Yeah. I think that becomes it.
In
like,
any other language, because we can't stick to two.
But the thing is, no business does everything. And data raka cheaper zvokufa but re slow no end of one fusion.
Wow.
Kana shida data rino fire no end of
Equinix.
Wow.
Let's not even go there.
No, that's just the truth. We're just being honest here.
That's just what you know though.
Despite okay. You know, that's where we work. We're just being honest.
Yeah, I agree with you guys. I mean, I didn't see anything wrong with that.
Guys, can we take it from a perspective that we have a colonial past that everyone is just so
and we can't erase that, Skittles. We can't, unfortunately, guys, we can't erase that.
No, but you know, the problem with us catching feelings about this is none of us know the relationship between the children in that photo. These could be really good friends. And now, because you don't know how to.
For all you know, these kids came up with that idea. For all you know, these kids came up with that idea to say, you know what, guys,
let's make form as if they are past form.
Yes, from three, from four. For
so
all you know,
at the end of the day, at that time, they're really doing African history.
For
so
all you know, the school was like, kids, come up with ideas. Why do you think it will be extreme reading challenges? So I'm like, oh, maybe making noise for someone. Cool, let's do that.
Yeah,
then bam,
did you see the kids in the pool?
Yeah, exactly.
Things like that.
Like you said, the whole thing was pretty cool. But
Twitterverse, Zim Twitter, and catching feelings and being angry at anything and everything just for the sake of having
argument.
But
guess let's just talk about it. Who is Nim being this idiot?
Is it about Nim, baby?
No, I think
it was props.
But guys, wasn't the Nimba part of our culture? Nimba, this is part of our culture. Last time I checked, clothes came with the white people. Nimbe was what we wore.
It's okay.
I'm just saying, guys.
You need to be proud.
I'm just saying. Kutizoni, we're coming from a space whereby this was part of our culture. Why are we shaming that part of ours?
We are not shaming. We are just saying some people should not perpetuate it.
I don't know what this is. I think private schools, to an extent, are genuinely racist places. I think when you're actually there and you're on the ground and the place is actually racist, I get it. But you know, we're not gonna heal as a nation from all this colonial stuff if we do it like this.
That's the thing, guys. It's something we cannot erase. We have to stay with it for the rest of our lives, unfortunately. You know? And yeah, you find that maybe at times there'll be a perpetuation of certain stereotypes and whatnot.
See, but the thing is,
can we really get rid of it? I don't think so, in my opinion. I don't think so. It's what we've grown up with, guys.
And how about using the same energy to complain about potholes?
I knew you were going to go there.
Ah, guys, there's so many things wrong with our country. And we don't even put in that much energy. Guys. Remember when was the data must fall? When Ethernet data prices went up?
That was years ago.
Yeah, it must have been like 2 years ago. Yeah. But energy, ataka itatichivavira price ya data. Given that 2 weeks before, the government had removed or had put VAT on basic commodities like meat, bread, and oil. And no one had complained. People were now paying extra for their sugar, for their rice, for their bread. But no one complained.
So do you think our priorities are screwed up?
Our priorities are screwed up.
They are screwed up. And I feel like I just feel like Twitter has just got a lot of angry people. Guys, we are angry.
This actually tallies with what Nyasha said on one podcast.
Twitter is full of angry people. Zimbos are angry. Whatever they are angry at, we don't know. But yeah, Zimbos, yours are angry at something. And yeah, you need therapy. That's the honest truth.
Wow. Okay.
Will you ever find the perfect therapy for Zimbabweans? I doubt.
Exactly.
It's just who we are. That's just us.
A culture of complaining and shouting and ranting.
Okay, do you think Peter House should say sorry?
For what?
For the post.
No.
Idea. If it's those kids, And let's see what people are going to say when it's those kids who come up and say we are so... You'll see people going, now they've gone and forced the black kids to apologize for their own shit. That's what's going to happen.
Okay.
This country. Yeah.
I think we are done. This just went in another direction.
I think it just starts from the creation. I think Zimbabweans, there's something...
don't say Zimbabweans. People come to you, and they'll kill you.
That's just us,
but you can't tear gas in boardroom, Marco.
Not in my boardroom, please. Not in mine.
You're nonsense. Really, really,
though. Really, 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 though. But I'm
would I? It's gonna come up.
I work hard, guys.
Okay. Who's doing the voice? You are doing the voice, not me.
It's the lover boy.
Station. Dude, did you just bring that up?
We had to.
Lover boy.
To the feeling station. Nyasha does it so much better.
I know, right?
Probably presented by what? Lover boy. And the consensual condom.
And I need the consensual condom.
We all do.
Yeah,
you do.
My life would be fine.
Okay.
We all do.
But in today's feeling station, Mark wants to talk about the bear allowance.
Yes, for guys.
So he is asking if guys should get bear allowance.
Yes.
And he apparently has a friend who was attacked on Twitter.
Yeah. So I've this friend of mine, Le Big Ash, shout out to you. Mm-hmm. Some 2 weeks back, is it? I got posted a screenshot and. Yeah, she said, well, why are you like him, Dad? And just like that, well, why are you going to? And then the whole of Twitter first came down. Again, Zim Twitter and being angry. Came down on him. Men and women alike. She said, hey, that's not so manly. And it just became
a
whole
thing.
It was so crazy. It became a thing.
But
it became a huge thing. And
but why was he posting it? And over it ran.
Okay. There we go. Okay.
And that's why social media is there. So you post, right?
So you post what? That your girlfriend gave you 100 bucks?
Money?
And that's not on my account.
It's just appreciation.
No, it's just appreciation. guys, my girl did something nice for me.
Exactly. So we appreciate her in the community.
Yes.
Do you know
it's
what?
Just appreciation.
You can say your girl did something nice for you without putting a screenshot. Hey. Well, okay, but all right. Social media and
but yeah, so from there it just became a thing, and yeah, Twitterverse just came down on him, Sha, and yo, it was so crazy.
But what do you think?
Just be appreciation is nice. Appreciation is nice if it's both.
No, we're not asking you about that.
Hey, and read out. Mm. Oh, read out. I want it. Oh, guys. Guys,
shout out to Mark's girlfriend.
A relationship.
The way you
slid past that, bro.
A relationship is made up of two people. Yeah?
50-50. And
well, not 50-50 per se, but it can be one partner just doing the appreciation and whatever all the time.
Equality.
And do I'm chamber equality.
Equality matters.
Yes, and Skittles. I'm chamber equality.
Marigold, would you give Bay allowance?
Anna.
Is she,
I gave the right panel today. Whoa.
She's out here. Straight honest. Kuyo Skittles, would you give Bay allowance to a dude?
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, and under what circumstances does one deserve bear allowance?
No, not circumstances.
I think that's where we need to talk about. No.
Oh, is that it?
Listen to where I want to go with this. Uh-huh. And okay. Do team, there is, we both work and chase it to one Mariedu Shoganakanak. But we want a bear allowance. And for me, that's bear allowance. But if I'm unemployed and bear no dipo mari,
Okay. Provided you are unemployed,
If I was unemployed, you would give me.
Yeah.
Eh. You know, I once dated someone who did that
case,
for me.
Maybe just okay. Sorry, Ash, I'm about to out you. In this case, Ashley works and the girlfriend is in university.
I would.
dude, you can't say that.
Why?
What to marry Mwana?
Okay. Let's go home. No, dude.
Okay.
Wait.
No. You saw it. But you can scan out at our college.
Does
she come from a rich family?
Maybe.
Nah, you know this information. That's what I'm asking.
I don't.
So she doesn't.
Do you not?
I don't know.
Do you not really?
I don't know.
Justifying her.
Justifying what? Because I feel like appreciation should be both ways. I can be the one always.
But in this case, but it's okay. It looks weird.
No. It's okay.
What's weird about it, Skittles? It's only weird because you've grown up in a society which tells you that a man must provide you with everything.
Nah. And there's nothing wrong with Asha Chijiga Mari Ema Dara Erupi Amskana Wake.
It's just going to
guys.
Yeah.
Because it's gonna use a racket rich gonogum kandra wire. Root up your marine matara.
Bruh, don't do that.
Please don't do that.
This just went. Guys, okay. 3 out of 4 people on this table were in college at some point. Mm-hmm. Are in. One is on her way.
Uh-huh.
And guys. College day finance Aram no
zero. Okay, that's very true.
And
unless you were last born and all your other siblings were working and your parents were still working, why finance Aram go college?
True.
Mm.
And this story can throw a nigga $100. Which college is she at?
Hey, no, let's not go there.
MSU. I think you see, if that's where she is, I think we're done.
Achika. No.
I don't do that.
Can we just appreciate? Probably she comes from a rich family.
Yeah, maybe she comes from a rich family.
Okay, yeah. I guess if she comes from a rich family.
Why are you asking?
I'm not saying I won't take their money.
That's being disrespectful.
Because with the way you want the new car, so
good. Yes. Actually, your girlfriend knows that you want a new car. She just comes, babe. Oh, 1,000 other TGS dollars. Kwani sira bamareke kutenga moto. Unorambirei. Maybe she's been saving up for all you know. It's part of her savings. Why are you asking where did it come from?
How would someone I'm dating be saving this thing as you?
Ah, bruh.
Transparency in the relationship.
Hey, relationship.
We have to be transparent. Here.
Wow. Really? Yes. So you have to know everything that I'm saving up for.
Maybe not what you're saving up for. But if I was dating someone, I'd be like, yo, I'm putting money aside because I'm trying to get a car. And
Because you don't demand a less.
Wow.
Well done. Can you be more grown?
Yeah.
You're just too young for me, but...
Huh?
Oh,
I see.
Wrong.
Okay.
No. No.
That just went south.
You?
I know.
Make sense, guys. No, but seriously, Archie, what is wrong with your girlfriend coming to see and saying, Archie, baby, all that's it. What's wrong with that? What is
exactly
wrong with that?
Oni was asking Gutiya Bakubu. All right, it's like if you and your shorty and straight out of college, maybe you are now working internship levels there at Rukutanga. You know her background, but she starts rolling a Benz. She takes you to Noosh. What, you don't care where the money coming from?
She builds herself and it's a RTG. But seriously, guys, that's the thing. My issue, I'm just saying, I don't know. We're just growing up in a society which is one-sided.
Yeah, well, it is true. That
I mean, if a guy appreciates his girl, it's fair and fine. But if a girl tries to appreciate a man, it becomes a problem. Why?
Well, usually girls appreciate their men in a different way. But
we say that's the only way. We say that is to be the only way.
I didn't say it's the only way.
But why? Why does that have to be the only way?
No, do you know what? I'm not saying they shouldn't appreciate me. And obviously, part of me comes from the near old school. I should be able to kind of provide. And I'm not saying Kuti Bey should never help mm-hmm. out or should never just throw me money. Mm-hmm. But why money? Buy me something.
Oh, so you want...
Like a gift. A gift makes sense as a gift. If it's appreciation...
So that's your bear allowance?
No, I mean, I'm on a bear allowance. Imari, what do I need the money for?
Does it matter? It's up to you. Go drink it.
It's up to you. Go drink it or
go buy
something.
Exactly. Can you
go
see?
Go buy an Endgame T-shirt.
And you didn't get a T-shirt, Yasha, and then you come.
Exactly. You already know what I like. Exactly. You could buy me an Endgame or some Marvel T-shirt every
okay,
other
we
week.
Get it. You love Marvel. Gosh.
Yes, whoa. I do.
So you're saying that money intimidates you more than having the actual being given a
no,
gift?
No. I'm saying maybe unlike Ash, I don't need money as much.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
I mean, gift me is what I'm saying. Like, okay, I'm just trying to like, guys, you know, bear allowance, guy. We're not joking around. Bear allowance is not one time money. And
no, maybe just a once off.
A once off is a gift. Bear allowance, yeah, man. And your wounds are should a guy be getting bear allowance?
You should. You mm-hmm. not
every month.
Not every month. Not every month. Maybe what? Like once every 2 months? I don't know.
Mark! What? Shout out to your girlfriend. I'm saying this again.
Why?
Okay. So
strength in her.
She really needs to hear this.
So what's a reasonable amount for bear allowance also? Okay. But you know what? Actually, I think I was wrong about this whole thing. There's nothing wrong with bear allowance.
Okay.
Do you know what? Uh-huh. I'm actually just trying to picture. And Friday. Even Friday, Zahakuma 4, Basara Kupera. What are you doing? Echo cash wire. They now roll my drinks.
Exactly.
Yo! I don't know. Bear allowance is good.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank
sorry,
you.
I was thank wrong. You. Forgive me.
You were a child. You were a child back then. Now you're grown. You were a child back then. Now you're grown.
But you see, the unfortunate thing is still in a purpose, even if I don't use it for that end. That's that. But
to consider transport.
But it's yeah. Yeah, transport.
Kavaya.
Kavaya. Eh, Mbaya. Eh, Franz, I know, baby chi.
Shadow.
But, bear allowance. Skittles doesn't want to talk about this bear allowance thing.
I don't, because I don't have a standpoint.
Oh, yeah, Skittles said she would give.
Yeah, she said she would give.
I said, I think.
If I was still broke or generally if you had money. Because there's also good to me.
Exactly.
Maybe you generally have more money than your dude.
Yeah, I would give it. But at the end of the day, it's going to cause problems. Though.
Exactly.
What problems? How?
You human ego.
Do we ever feel like our giving you money will cause problems?
Exactly.
Because you're wired to do that.
You
start thinking, Koti, this girl ish. My God. No, not Kutakapira. That's not even where I was taking it. But it could work. Makapusa.
Where is
actually
that
works?
Man,
then, number two, you did say there are some people who were raised on traditional aspects, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they are the providers in their head. Like me giving you, ish, you're gonna think this one.
But guys, you know, I'm gonna be allowance. My shandira and those we eat.
Challenge accepted, right?
Hey.
Challenge accepted.
Hey.
Challenge accepted.
Hey, so Achis Bay.
Excuse me.
Bay
I had to ask.
But in the first place, why would you get a girl that way higher than you?
Very good, what are you saying?
Nothing.
What did she?
That's
why would you get a girlfriend that is way higher than you? You actually feel out of place like that.
This is as usual when you meet her. Could be Biano and Maria.
Listen, are you dumb or what?
So you're saying I should ask you how much baby?
No,
how much
it's not about that. You can see that. I mean,
it's cricket.
Exactly.
Like a fairly basic place.
Yeah, it's going to cricket next week. I just hooks up with the chick there. Hi, what's up? Ah, my name is Mark. Yeah.
Plus, we can't tell the difference between an expensive weave and
exactly. To us, a wig is a wig.
Everything is Brazilian.
If it flows with the wind and doesn't move as one part.
Yes. One day I take you out to Nando's. Next time she's like, come Mark, let me take you out as well. She takes me out. Why would I be asking how much are you getting paid?
Why would you take him for doing that though?
In what? In being taken
every
out?
Every time, yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Man up.
Wow.
Hey.
Okay.
You see, Mary Gold. Mary wants a man's man.
Clearly, I'm not a man's man.
She's not trying to get these half men.
Floating around in Harare.
Wow.
That's just
the
truth.
Okay.
Not to be a kept man.
Mm-hmm. Half man. We ain't settling for less.
Wow. She ain't settling for less.
She knows what she wants. But you see what?
Thank God you're leaving. Thank God you're leaving.
I don't want to know Canada.
Because in Zimbabwe, I don't think there's anyone who can, yeah.
They're only a few.
But, and this will be building on last week's feeling station.
Oh, God.
And,
oh, no.
It's coming to you, Skittles. So,
why me?
Marigold, relatively younger, wants a man's man.
Mm-hmm.
She wants a man who will provide. Mm-hmm. And
from A to Z, top to bottom.
Maybe not A to Z, top to bottom. Top to bottom. But just, and Skittles. And then Garuita Kakubuma Bumota, I don't know, but it's not. So, yeah, it's Nyaya with Skittles is a cow. Because last week she said she's a cow because. She's now relatively old and unmarried.
Listen.
And also, I'm going to tell you about the room, Skittles. No bear allowance.
Can you call that buying someone? I think buying someone will then. Buying someone comes with trying to manipulate them. I think that's where the buying someone comes in. To say, you're doing all of this, and then you try to manipulate them to say, if I do this, and then I expect you to do A, B, C, D. I think that's where the buying part comes in, trying to manipulate who they are.
I'm not even listening anymore.
And I'm saying the buying part comes when you then try to manipulate this next person to say, just because I did A, B, C, D for you, I expect certain things. Okay. You know, I think that's where the buying part comes in. I mean, I don't expect anything from my girlfriend. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work out. That's it. Move on.
I guess.
Yeah. So, aunt, I guess.
Yeah, I'm just saying. So what? Are we saying who give their guys, girls who give their guys bare allowance, are also the same type of girls who are willing to help him save up lobola?
I guess so.
Wait a minute.
You're
saying that Mary Gold is helping, let's say, Mark.
Yeah.
To save Lobola.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. No, but you know that it happens, right? You know that it happens, right? It happens, though. It happens.
That's it. Yeah. Wait a minute. That's just literally Mary Gold mating Mary Gold. I can't do that.
No, no,
that's
no.
It's not.
Guys,
it's not.
You'll be in love. And you'll be
seeing
good.
In love with myself, ka. In love with myself.
Sha. Yeah.
Because I literally married myself, yeah.
Okay, fine. Wait a minute.
First time I
went to baby, I used to go to 5,000 US. Baby, I to Asha, you know what? I don't want to save. I need to US, sha. Oh, you own a Mary.
You know,
that's
the means of last resort, let me tell you.
Wow.
That's just the means of last resort in my face.
Hey. About that.
Yeah. I see why you've got a boardroom. Yeah. Iron lady.
Asha, I can't marry myself. Okay, fine. Let's say Baba na my Mary Gold. But I could demand something that's literally out of this world, Antika. And then my boyfriend can't provide. I can't help him pay my lobola because I'm marrying myself. That's where.
So what are you saying about people who've done it before?
I'm very desperate. Yeah, She said they're desperate.
No, I'm not marrying myself. That's literally out of this world.
Skittles, you got something to say?
No.
Well, one thing I do like, yeah, though, about Mary Gold's angle with this is I thought being relatively younger, she would have a more open-minded approach to things like
clearly she's
but she's very, yeah, solid on it, which is good. It means that our future is in bright hands.
Nah.
Because the generation, you guys have started screwing stuff up.
But the thing
you
is,
are the guys who are busy getting girls to pay their own loan.
My issue comes with this whole women saying equal rights. Where do these equal rights start? Where do they end?
Yeah.
Pabas.
Chete.
Pasalar.
Chete.
Yeah.
Chete.
I don't think, like, ultimately, when it comes down to it, I don't think anyone wants equal rights in the household. I don't want to do dishes. I don't want to wash.
Why can't you help? No, not saying you're
no,
doing.
No, I can help. Helping is not equality. Helping is helping. I was always going to help anyway. Okay. But I'm saying I don't want the household to ever be that place where it's yo Archie today dish duty is you. Nah, okay, ain't Archie, none of that.
Okay,
but.
Okay, let's say it happens. This you get married and then maybe you get laid off and your wife keeps working. Are you that type of person who'll be like unosoroka gara kupamba, I'll clean you, don't do anything just because you're the man?
You see, when you're no longer providing, you're no longer the man. I think, nigga, do the dishes. You're at home.
So I'm saying that, okay, you won't do the dishes in that case. She's trying to make things work. All of you are trying to. I guess.
The balance isn't get distorted because who is now bringing the cheese home?
She is.
I'm not saying she becomes a man. She obviously will still have to respect me as the man.
Yes.
But the level of helping out now needs to increase. Because I obviously need to play my part in the whole ecosystem in the house.
Exactly. And
so now I need
to take
steps out of your comfort zone.
Exactly. Are you saying that you're not going to make the bed simply because you're a man?
Do you know what? If you're the sort of man who feels like I'm not going to make the bed because I'm a man, make sure you're the man getting the money in the house.
And I'm saying, guys, things do happen. You get laid off. Things like, look at Zimbabwe right now. You get laid off and your wife is down who keeps working. What happens?
Now you start helping out around the house. But I'll fit the duster.
I'm a big old guy, apron.
But then the moment I get home, I take over. Right? I take over.
You see, this is going to be a respectful wife. She comes home and she takes over. I don't know about expecting to come home to supper though, because hey.
And the moment I get home, I take over. But sharp, I need to take one. I'm working my back out. So
for us.
For us.
Yeah.
I've ever seen working women. Working women be like, yo, I can't spend all day working and then come home and then have to work again. Like, what were you doing all day? Huh?
Nah.
I paid this DSTV for you to be able to see them highlights, nigga.
Not crazy. Huh?
You're not even do you watch Kwese here? Are you watching OVHD? No. Nigga, you're watching isn't she? Super Sport. And you can't even make like a simple meal. I even bought a rice cooker for this.
Everything else is here because of me.
No, I guess like you're saying, it all comes down to maybe kunzwana na kwenyu.
Yeah.
And where your duties then, you know, like you're saying, you don't want to overstep. Is what you're saying? You don't.
Yeah.
Your duties shouldn't overstep a certain limit.
Nah, dude, equality is equality. But I'll never hear noise and wake up and be like, baby, nice to you, and ask her to go check out what the noise outside is. Nah, and we hear a sound outside. I'm getting out of bed. I'm going to go find out what it is.
Here, equality comes later. Just comes later.
I think the people fighting for equality are fighting for it. I'm not going to say where there's equal input, as if in the household there is an equal input. But people are fighting for equality in other things, like in the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
And because people already know, half the time you're going to have the same job, but maybe a guy gets paid a lot more. Though I think in Zimbabwe it's the opposite. Because the rate at which women are buying cars, to the same bar saying this is no motor.
Thank you. Thank you.
I think Zimka, talk for no fair equality, Susuaruna.
I agree. I'm a lady, but I'm going to agree on this one.
Okay.
Guys,
I think sometimes women are getting overrated. I'm just so sorry to say this, but
it's true. It's like, this will possibly offend a good number of people, but we can't fight for equality and then say, medicine, if you're a guy, 15 points, if you're a lady, 12.
Yeah.
I don't think that's equality.
Well, I think I don't agree, but I think.
Well, no, why?
I think it's equality when you say 15,
14,
not 15.
Aye, 15.
No, a girl's gonna get home and have to cook, do the dishes, wash, which a guy doesn't do. But no, no, guardian, man.
Exactly.
And
But generally, men have always been smarter. Let's just be honest.
Sure. I mean, to even top it off, men die first, in women, you know, like
yes, because you don't go through that phase of the man. That one week
Of
wow,
so you're saying that keeps your life for longer? Yeah,
it means you are weak because you are not strengthened every month.
Yes.
Wow, okay.
It actually does, unfortunately.
Are you saying that your period is the fall of the Black Panther?
But it does contribute, honestly.
And with men, it's been stripped away.
It's been stripped away.
I actually think it's an advantage, yet it's actually not an advantage to you guys.
It's okay, Nkurwadzi Wanji.
Yeah.
Pain, and you don't go together.
You can do your whole month in pain and whole child giving birth thing alone. Yeah, we don't want that. Yeah,
you can stay there. Yeah, but you also need to pay Lobola. I can't help you.
Wow.
Marigold is not going to help anyone pay a Lobola.
She's made that clear.
Yeah, but then again, she's 21.
Yeah.
Don't worry. That age is going to come. If you're not gone by that age.
I'll be 21 on Saturday.
Great party, everybody.
Skittles.
Thank you for this episode. Thank you. I'm going to come back next week.
We should get a uniform. Archie.
Don't
worry. I'm two pass. Can I move? Power sales. Channel kids section.
You're saying Skittles wears clothes from the kids. No,
I'm gonna say
she does that before. She said it before.
But Pachi, but 13 to 14, you cannot.
13 to 14, actually.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
But it's okay. When I was growing up, I probably wore like 13 to 14 when I was now like 16, 17. Are you fucking serious?
I'm 26 and you're comparing that.
Yeah, of course. Yours,
did you just say your age?
Yeah, it doesn't matter anymore to me.
You see, anyway, like I was saying, Marigold, if you get to 26 like Skittles, your mindset will have changed. Actually, you will help a nigga pay no more.
No, my mindset has not changed. It hasn't.
You're not going to help a nigga pay no more.
No, why would I do that?
You know, I can help you for sure. Let's just be honest. Let's just be honest on this thing, guys. I can help you do some of this, auntie. But maybe Ningato so visango bare allowance. But not okay.
Everyone is turning around. I'm loving this. Everyone is having a mindset shift. I'm loving this.
No, I'm not shifting. I'm saying you can
adjust. Worst case scenario is bare allowance. So you need to save from your bare allowance.
Not good directly.
But are you indirectly paying? You are.
She'll make sure
it's not enough for him to save properly.
But it's enough for allowance.
It's enough for him to do it.
No, just to get drinks.
No, I won't
just
give him
drinks.
In the name of Omare Kurora. Kuzirora.
But have you seen this whole Kuzirora thing? It happens mostly with especially with women who rise fast in the corporate world.
Exactly.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, I can't say this.
Taura.
Please enlighten us.
Free to say it.
We are men. We don't
it.
Know these things.
Yeah. We are a child.
Men flee when you are higher up in the corporate ladder.
Usually. They definitely do.
They flee. So at the end of the day, you're going to marry.
No, but the thing is,
guys, tingare gedzere. And guys, you see what? Imagine if you are a young man and in your mid to late 20s. I'm not talking about myself here. And this is probably like a friend.
He's asking for a friend.
But
it's technically.
If you are around that age and imagine you meet someone, you like them, you enjoy each other's company, but muniyane curfew. Do you know how much of a nightmare it will be dating such a person? If a curfew is like 5 o'clock, it means you start saying goodbye at 3.
You know, Archie, you're actually,
time to go to Copacabana.
You're actually talking about me here. But I just want to thank God because, you know, going to work, you know, has been an advantage.
It's liberating.
Because now curfew gets extended. You know, yesterday I actually got home at around 9. You know, I was just like, Dachi Pekas, and Jokushi Mani Mani Zezu.
These kids are today, though.
Sure.
But KC,
it works. It's liberating.
Okay. Sure.
Employment,
and so imagine your boyfriend has to go through that crap of you and your curfew.
Sure.
What time is your curfew?
My curfew is you have to be back home before daddy's back home.
Okay.
So my dad usually gets home at around 7.
Uh-huh.
So my curfew, let's just say, I have to be home by 6.
It's not bad.
6 of 6.
I remember.
6 of 6, yeah.
I'm a guy. But I used to have a curfew.
Same, yeah.
When I was 16, I had a curfew. So my curfew was you have to be home before mom is home. It was like yours. And then guess what happened? She started working half days.
Ooh.
Guys.
Iniyangu. Classic. So
can I don't tell baby, but it's just
like my curfew was mainly around eating time, like 7. So there was this week, 8, 8, 8 every day. Then on one particular day, after 7. Big rice, you big. And I was like, okay. And I'm shunting my plates upon and my stove upon.
Yeah, that was quite an item. What I got was that this isn't a lodge, Kababa, where you just come and sleep.
Oh my God.
Wow.
You know how it gets when you're now on attachment and you're working exactly. with some older guys who have got their free dorms. Mm-hmm. And you know, this isn't a lodge. But I actually got tired quickly. because we kept it up for a while.
Saka vaida kuti mutese mushike kumana 6 mutaure nyaya.
Eh, 7 8 vakumba hongoshi. Hausvike vanhu varara ka.
Yeah.
Obuda vanhu vakarara.
Mafamba nguva dzinofamba varo.
Ah, they didn't want that.
Hey, I didn't even like with my aunt right now. She does that at times. Someone's eh, ah, amuchabatiki ka mazuvano.
Hey, you know,
you know that.
You know, you have to spend the weekend at home.
Exactly. At home, yeah. Things but, like that.
But that's it, guys. Women are going to be difficult. In, you can't date with if I don't have a car and you've got a kefshi. We need things that balance out. If you've got the money and I don't have it.
Yes.
Guys, we just have to help each other. If she has the money, it's like, okay, Skittles, if you lived by yourself and he lived with his mama, would it work out?
No.
But years to years.
Muda to my base A. So if one of you has a base, isn't that enough?
Aywa.
No.
Let's flip it. Let's flip it. She's saying she can't leave. It won't work out. Mm. Let's flip it. She's staying with parents. She's got a curfew and he doesn't. But he has to then go out of his way to try and accommodate that.
That's why I'm not dating, guys. Why are you even stressing?
I ain't got a banana and my kefi. I
ain't got.
As fine.
It does. Second, one minus two.
Obvious.
Someone was free.
Like, and this is good. I'm going to see who is it, though. That is better.
Technically,
But, I mean, like, let's not be rushing to get you home.
All
because
right.
what happens
we
is
we need quality time.
Mm-hmm. Thank
exactly.
You.
Because once it's like once if your curfew is 6 cents mm-hmm. and then you guys get carried away. And it's not like it's not like quarter
don't
to
say
six.
Specifically 6 because I'm 6.
Okay. 7.
But imagine and, some first take Vuki land, that's why, bruh.
And you start thinking about how do I get her home?
And 7. This is the time she left at 3.
I think sometimes you just have to look for somebody who's just within your range. Because if you wake up,
Tinder!
It just has to be.
Tinder!
Honestly.
Tinder!
Because in English, you
could have said,
No, I'm saying, you have to date somebody who's within your range. Because if you have to date somebody who's within your range, honestly, it just has to be within your range.
I like this girl.
She doesn't want stress in her life.
I like this girl. I hated her. I like it now.
That's good. I got you. You must stay in your lane. Okay. This has been a long episode. We didn't get to 2 hours. That's Wimbika is thing.
Well, it's true. Yeah. Which is yeah-ish. So episodes just
we go far and
should you call it the 2 hour maid?
I that sounds weird considering that some guys are
Mark.
2 minute men. Mark, where can we find you on social media?
Guys, I don't think I should do that this week because so guys, for this week and even for social media I'm not on social media.
We don't get fun remind you.
Ready.
But no goro wagati wani give on the social media.
So yeah.
Yeah, you're in the right direction.
For this week and over social media. Backlash no gonna go one this. So yeah, I'm not on social media.
This week.
Yeah.
Marigold. She's putting on lip gloss so she can tell us where to find on social media.
No, we'll find in the boardroom.
You find me in the Marigold boardroom.
Sure.
I actually have one. Imagine.
Hey, Twitter, Facebook. You don't want to stalk us?
My Instagram. Only my Instagram. Mm-hmm. Underscore MG underscore.
Huh?
It's just
okay. So wow. Underscore MG underscore.
Yeah.
Underscore MG underscore.
Okay.
Quite it's so
short.
Simple, yet so hard.
I know, right?
Because mom, I'm going to write the underscore MG underscore.
Otoshai.
Couldn't find Marigold.
Unfortunately, I'm not on IG, so. Are you on Twitter?
Yes, I am. It's just Marigold. Everywhere is just Marigold. You just search my name. M-A-R-Y-G-O-L-D.
Oh, I. Y, not I.
Not I.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Y.
Okay.
I used Y.
Okay. Oh, okay. Cool. Can we DM you?
Well, if it's oh my God,
guys,
it.
What the?
I cool.
At Ashimoy and all social media, the business blunders and brilliance.wordpress.com.
Would Boma link a item? Should do like Miri. Miri what? Sends us.
Miri cannot say hi to you for an entire 2 weeks, but still send you a link to a blog post.
Exactly.
It's not hi.
No, but it will still come. Mm. So
you
can you do that?
Actually had gone through an episode without mentioning.
Damn it!
Yeah. I know, right? Yeah,
it was better him. Next time.
It was him.
No, it's
But I made I came far.
Yeah,
we'll
you came far.
Out.
Well done.
Skittles.
At she is Skittles on Twitter.
It should be she is Skittles without the uniform.
Yeah, Mark. We are ending this. It's fine. You know what? Thank you for listening, guys. Follow us on Twitter, Noob Nation, right?
Yes.
And
subscribe to the podcast on iTunes podcast or whatever you listen on. Yeah. Thank you very much. This was
enjoy
us and figuring out
adulthood in 30 or so.
It should just
minutes.
Be 1 hour or 2 hours or so.
No.
We can't do that. Officially, it's 30 minutes, but we just talk a lot.
We're black.
Yeah.
Plus, this
black
is adulthood.
That's just us.
Yeah.
All right. Kudos.